Lamed Aleph. The top of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah said, "Dine Mammon is Machzir," which means if Bezdin Paskin wrong on Dine Mammon is Bein Leschus Bein Lechayev. So you return; they return each other's money, right? If we found that the Bezdin was wrong, we return the money, even though you would think that maybe they Paskin there was Gepaskin. No. Once they found out the Bezdin was wrong, they could return the money. So the Gemara v'Yaminu, we have a steer to this. It says, Dones Adin, we have a Mishnah in Bechiris. It says, Dones Adin, Zika is a Chayiv, Chayiv is a Zakai, someone Paskin, Bezdin Paskin, or one person, whatever it is. Zika is a Chayiv, Chayiv is a Zakai, Timei is a Tor, Tier is a Tameh. He said the wrong halacha. He was Mechayiv, someone that wasn't supposed to be, he was Metameh. Masha Asa, Asa, Vishalami Beisa. What was done, and then later we found out that we see that it was wrong. It was Timei Satar. He was Metame, the wrong person. He was Metame, someone that's Tar. So we say what was Gepaskin was Gepaskin, Vishalami Beisai, and the Bezdin, the Dayan, has to go ahead and pay from his own money. So our Mishnah said what happens. When we had a Machlaikas, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says, you borrowed money. He says, he didn't. So, and Bezdin Paskin like Reuven, which was the wrong Psak. So Shimon has to go repay Reuven. That's what our Mishnah said. This Gemara is telling you that the Dayan has to go Paskin. So we have a steer. Who has to pay? Does the Reuven have to pay or does the Dayan have to pay?
Who tells them they can collect?
What? What do you mean?
Dayan has to pay when they can collect from
the Baldin doesn't have the money anymore.
Okay, maybe, but I'm just saying, yeah, okay, we'll get to the Gemara's truth.
Who tells
them
that they were wrong?
Oh, who tells the Dayan that he was wrong?
Yeah,
what mistake did he make? Oh, okay, that's all very good. Okay, we're going
to
get
to see
you
that morning.
That means you had the case all over again.
Well, the case all over again, or we'll see. We're going to see that's going to be one of the truths of the Gemara.
Why would he take it from Reuven? Because Reuven was incorrect in it.
It was incorrect in. Reuven got money that didn't belong to him. He says Reuven owed money. And really, Shimon owed him the money. So Reuven got money, or whatever, whatever it is. He got $100, didn't belong to him.
Did they make them pay right away, like right there? Or like in the U.S. courts? They say, 30 days to comply. And
well, obviously, we have to, I mean, we try to be as, we try to do whatever we could to try to help him, he can't shell out $100,000. I mean, he just got it, right? He gave him the money, and now he gives back the
There's
money that he got.
Sukkim. It's first Chayzli Tenglo, after Chayzli Tenglo, then say Tenglo, and I think it's 30 days.
Yeah. I'm Rabbi Yosef, like Kasha. So we have a theory again. Our Mishnah says that you return the money. That Reuven, the Bali Dinam have to return the money. The Mishnah Bechayr says, this Be'aisa, this Mishnah says that the Dayan is the one that has to return. Amar Be'aisa B'lai Kasha. Kam B'mumcha, Kam B'she'enim Mumcha. So, B'ayim Mumcha, and Mumcha means that he's already, that means he knew what he was doing. It wasn't Stam. So therefore, so Rashi explains, B'mumcha Yesh by Kayach Lachzer. He has Kayach to return his Psak. And the Baldin can't come along and say that, no, I'm only listening to your first one, I'm not listening to your second one. Why should I listen to your second one? No, because since he's a mumcha, he understands what he's saying, and since he understands what he's saying, we tell him, he retracted from his psak, so Reuven, yes, you owe the money to Shimon. The money that I gave you, let's just first explain it. The money that I gave you, the money that I said you were right, is wrong. He's a mumcha, he understands what he did, and now he understands that he learned the sugi again, and he came out, that's not the halacha. So therefore, over there, Reuven has to pay Shimon. By Enei Mumcha, they're going to say, excuse me, you made a mistake, I don't know what you're talking about. The first one was the right one, the second one wasn't the right one. You retracted, I don't care about your retraction.
The Rosh Bezdin says they made a mistake?
No.
Who said they made a mistake?
We don't know yet. We can't. He comes along and says himself, I made a mistake.
The Dayan.
The Dayan comes along and says, I made a mistake. I retracted my psak.
He's the Rosh Bezdin.
Yeah, there's one person.
He
says, I made a mistake. Yeah. So the question is,
What about the other people in the Bezdin? They all made a mistake?
There's one person, let's say. Or three people, whatever it is. Okay, so they say, whoever the Dayan is, he says he made a mistake. So if he's a mumcha, so we have to trust his second psak. He made a mistake. He's a mumcha. He knows what he's talking about. He shows a fair shikzais. He made a mistake. Fine. So he made a mistake. No problem. Reuven has to give money back to Shimon. Masha Enke, he's not a mumcha. So they're going to tell him, you don't know what you're talking about anyways. I'm not paying back. Reuven says, I'm not paying back Shimon. what you said second is not true, what you said first is true, and then the dying himself has to pay back the money.
So you would say forget? They're not deciding. They're deciding who's right, when he's right and wrong.
Yeah. If he's a mumche, he's a Talmud Chacham.
Because he's a mumche, he could enforce it.
No,
it's more than just enforcing. It's meaning because he's trusted.
He's trusted. Right, he's trusted. Right. Rami's timing that if he's a mumche, he's
a forget.
Right, but it's a different story.
Right.
If he's not a
mumche, are you okay?
Yeah, but it should be the opposite.
It shouldn't be the opposite.
You should know firsthand what's right. That's part of being a mumche.
Right, so now he thought right away. He always had to be
chayiv. He's saying, Rami's saying that a mumche should be achroy for his actions. You made a mistake, you passed and wrong, now pay for it yourself.
No, but dying mumcha doesn't have to pay.
Right, I'm saying that's his...
I understand.
Everyone makes mistakes, and I just saw yesterday, like Abba Yashiv, Tav Shenum Beis, his whole life, 85 years, he went one way, Tav Shenum Beis, he went another way. He learned the sugi again, he came out like that. I'm not saying we do this daily, but I mean...
So the dying is not a
mumcha. So Reuven tells Shimon, I'm not paying you. The second time, the Dayan retracted his words, but he didn't know what he was doing anyways. He didn't know what he was retracting. I'm going with the first one.
Retracts.
The Dayan's the one that retracts. Yeah.
But now they're laughing at him. And they're like, this is ridiculous.
No, the She'ain Amunch has retracted.
They're both retracting.
Right, but
the Tzadik and the Nitzan are laughing at him.
The other guy's taking him serious. But Reuven, the one that the Dayan says, give back the money. No, I'm not listening to you. I don't care. She'ain Amunch. What you retracted doesn't mean anything to me. And... I maybe the first pesach shouldn't mean, that's what you're trying to ask. The first pesach shouldn't mean anything. No, the first pesach I took literal, I got the money from him, I'm not giving back the money. Fine.
So then they make the dying pay.
Yeah.
Can
and they make the dying pay. Yeah.
Can another
okay, we're going to get there. Zog
the
yeah, okay. Yeah. Zog the Mo'ah, but Mumcha Machzir. By Mumcha, we tell Reuven to pay back the money. Vaktani. I it says, my Mumcha Lebezin, Pater Milashalim. If what they did is done, the Bezin, everyone's Pater. If you're a mumcha, since you're a mumcha, you're part of the pay. Sai the baladinim and sai the dayan. So why are you telling me mumcha machzirin that they have to return the money to each other? It's over here, the Mishnah says, you don't vaktani, it says in my mumcha bez bat mishalam am nachman. Kan shi yesh gadol emena b'chachmo v'minyin. Kan shi yesh gadol emena b'chachmo v'minyin. Here we're talking about that there's a bezin that's greater than the other bezin, than the first bezin. So that's why machzir, since they say that the first it was a good bezdin, but there's a greater bezdin, there's the Rosh bezdin that they said that the first psak wasn't a good psak, so therefore it's machzir. Mashenkein, they're not greater, so then the first bezdin is a good bezdin, and there's another bezdin that gets involved and they says no, you're gonna pass them good, they're not trustworthy. Who says you're better than I am? So therefore, then it is ein machzir. Zakti Gemara, Rav Sheshes answered the Mishnah different. We have this again, the steer in the two Mishnahs. It's our Mishnah.
And
the
dying pays, and that Mumcha dying doesn't pay.
In such a case, you won't have to pay.
Rav Sheshes Amar,
Mishnah, Kan Shatab, Shikala Das. It depends. If he made a mistake in a Mishnah, says Din is not a Din, so Reuven has to go back to pay Shimon. He made a mistake in a Mishnah. Obviously, the first time he passed, he forgot about a Mishnah. And therefore, when I said Reuven or Shimon, it was a mistake. And now all the money gets back to each other. And the dying is not the one that has to pay. The Tayanim have to pay. The Baladinim have to pay. Kan Shatah, B'Shikul Adas, he made a mistake in a Shikul Adas. And we'll explain, the Gemara's going to explain what that means. So, Gemara, what does that mean? The Amar of Sheish, the Amar of Asi, Tabat V'Amishav, he made a mistake in a Mishnayis, Chayze. He retracts, he goes back. Tab B'Shikul Adas, ain't a Chayze. If he made a mistake in Shikul Adas, he does not have to retract. We don't say that about the we don't say that the whole thing is the whole dintayr is a mistake. No, we say it was a good dintayr. Zakhtu, so now. Zakhtu are very interesting. Amalir of Amnunalir of Sheshes. The Bach was of Sheshes. Afila Tawbid Bidravchiya Bravash Brav Oshia. What does it mean Tawbid Va Mishnah? We know Mishnayis is a Mishnah. So do you say that also by a Tesefta of Rav Chiya Bar Aishia?
They were Mishnah Tesefta. Yeah,
no, we didn't. We're going to get there. First, we're trying to say what's Mishnah. So, what is Mishnayis? We know what Mishnayis is. We have the Mishnayis. But how about a Tesefta? Is that also considered Tabat Va Mishnah or not? Right? Rebbe was citing the Mishnayis, so that's concrete. There's no one greater than him. But how about Tesefta? Tesefta is also a Tana. Right? So now, Amalei in, yes, if they made a mistake in the Tesefta, they didn't know what Tesefta, The whole thing is, the whole entire is batal. And they have to be tracked in what they did. I fill it with Rav Shmuel. Even on the members of Rav Shmuel, is that also called Torah B'dva Mishnah? I'm going to in. Amalei, I fill it with the Diva D'dach. What me and you discuss is also Torah B'dva Mishnah. I've been in Rav Ashi. What they're saying is also Torah B'dva Mishnah? I'm going to Otto Anan, Katli Kanya. You ever heard the word Katli Kanya? It's a word to use. Am I a Katli Kanya? So he says, are we Katli Kanyas? But Agma? Are we just, do we cut reeds and collect wheat? Well, yeah, what's the very chashuv? No, they came later. So therefore,
this Gemara applies to every Gemara. Not only in this case, it applies to every
Gemara. Anytime that someone doesn't know even Ravina or Rashi, we're saying that that's called Torah B'dva Mishnah. Okay? So now, so that means you can argue Ravina or Rashi, but afterwards, you could argue, and it's not called Dvamish. That means, let's say you didn't know Erdva, or you didn't know Shachan Aruch, maybe you could argue. It's only if you don't know.
It's much better, we're up to Amirayim.
We're up to Amirayim. We're up to Amirayim. If you don't know Ravina of Ashi.
That's what Rashi says.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't know Ravina of Ashi, that's when, and you paskin not like Ravina of Ashi or up, then your Tabit Dvamish, your entire is bottle. And everything gets retracted, and everything's back to square one. Not a shachar b'tzais.
Who's mevatel?
It's automatic. Because
so
since you didn't know, but
has a dintera.
Yeah.
Mevatel? What am I missing?
if Dayan didn't know Gemara, they'll always drain you a cup.
Rebbe, how do we know they didn't know the Gemara? If you're so smart and you're a Tanya Nitzan, then.
Well, that's why a lot of times people today come. If you go to Bezdin, they come with Tanya. The Tanya many times are greater Tamei Chacham than the Dayan.
Right.
I don't know if you experienced it.
Well, they say that it doesn't look good if you bring a time.
I know. I'm not saying I'm not saying some bezin don't like.
The Gemara gives a claw to a time.
Yeah, it's not so much. They charge like a lawyer. They charge not normal amounts. But there's a reason for it, because they really change over the whole entire. They come in and they start mixing the dying up. They're very smart, most of them. And they know a lot. They really know a lot. A lot of them with a yonim. And they weren't making enough panas to become tiny. So anyways, so getting back to here. So that's what it means, Torah B'dva Mishnah. Hey. Yeah, exactly. Zakti Mar, Shlomo Mill doesn't let, if he's sitting in a bezin, he won't let a tiny come. Not that anyone's greater than him, I'm just saying, they get you confused, they really mix you up. Zakti Mar, so that's Shikul, that's Torah B'dva Mishnah. Hey, Chadam Shikul Das, what Shikul Das? There are two Tanoi and two Amayom arguing on each other. And we don't know, it doesn't say any place that the Allah is like this one or that one. The Ikri, the Ovid Kichad Minari. He learned it, he said it, like one of them. The Sugi the Shmaitza has Linon Kiddach. The Sugi of the Shmaitza, what does it mean, Sugi the Shmaitza? So, Rashi has a different Girsa. Rashi has a gisa, and the Messiah Shas also says that. Sugya de Alma. What does it mean? That means you could learn, like, the Gemara doesn't come out with halacha. There's a machlaikis between two man the amim. The Gemara doesn't say the halacha. But the Sugya de Shmaitza, the way the Shmaitza goes, the way the Limud goes, is mashma, this is not Rashi, this is Gemara's gisa, is mashma like one way, and you went the other way. So that's Shikul Adas. That's not such a bad mistake. Therefore, if you retract, if you chayz on it, then the dintayr stays the dintayr. Rashi explains that it means that Reva the Yonim Nealem Divya Hasheni. Reva the Yonim think like the other person, and it's not clear like that. It doesn't say anywhere that that's the halacha, but that's the majority.
And yeah. If you're chayzer.
And if you're chayzer, then we tell you that.
You don't have to pay.
It's not, it's not Reuven has to pay Shimon. It's not that the whole psak is retracted. So I think my Esrev Nun Rav Sheshes. Rav Nuna asked Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said this teretz again, that what once Torah B'dva Mishnah, then the whole entire is retracted, and that's our Mishnah by us. The Mishnah Mechayas is talking about that it's Torah B'Shikul Adas. So my Esrev from Nuna Rav Sheshes. Ma'isa B'Parah, there was a story of with a Parah. The Messiah Shas takes out Shabbos Nachman. Shenitlu Ha'em Shalom. Shenitlu Ha'em Shalom. They took out its Beis HaRachem.
Uterus.
Yeah?
Uterus.
Yeah? Yeah, we can't have any children, okay? So it took out the mother shaft of it.
A cow. We're taking
out We're taking out the insides of the cow. Not. I mean,
is that normal?
We'll see. It's normal. Yeah. Ve'achilu le'Reb Tarfon le'klavim. And Reb Tarfon said, "Go serve this to the klavim. Why? Serve it to the dogs. Why should you serve it to the dogs? So he held because it's a treifa.
The whole animal.
The whole animal is a treifa. It can't
don't
live.
Don't
shecht it. Exactly. This is automatic a treifa. If once you took out the beis harechem, then it's automatic a treifa. It can't live, and therefore you kind of know. Just serve it to the dogs." And this story came in front of Chacham B'Yavna v'tiru, and they were matter to eat it. No para or chazer go out of Alexander Shalom, unless they take out the mother. Why? Because they were so good, they didn't want other people to have enough from these. They didn't want them to have children. They didn't want, if it left Alexander Shemitzrayim, they wanted to only have it, they want the monopoly. They were the only ones that wanted to have this, these animals. So what they would do is they would take out the inside, the Beis HaRechem, and like this, it wouldn't have any children. So therefore, so, you know, like this? So you see?
I would say it's Sar Balachayim, but I don't know.
Yeah, okay. They've listened to the Torah, the Egyptians.
They do all they want.
No.
You're going to go to Egypt and pass them for them, and they'll throw you in jail.
Yeah.
I'm not a farmer.
Okay, but kids,
Shmuel, they do all they want now. Okay? They go to the grave, they love their pet.
Cats and dogs, right?
Cats and
dogs.
Okay, Bekitza.
When they neuter it, they don't
take that. Okay, Bekitza, so what do we see here? And these animals live. These animals live. So you see, it's not a treifa. Treifa means it's going to die right away. These animals live, so you see, so you pass can runk. So, Kadesh like Taylor, the notion should have children. Amir Abtafin, Alocha. So Abtafin said, Chamercha Tafin. Halcha Chamercha Tafin. What does that mean? Halcha Chamercha Tafin. I need to go ahead and sell my own. I have to return this I-paskin to this person. That his power is worthless, and you should go serve it to the dogs, and you can't shechta, you can't do anything. It's worthless. I pass in wrong, so I have to go ahead and start selling all my nechassim, start selling my chamayim in order to get pay back this person that I pass in like this. So you see that what? So Amalei Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva told him we're still in the middle. Pater ata, you pater. Why? Shekala mumcha l'rabim. He puts in the back, says, Lebezdin, anyone that's a mumcha, patam al-shalom, we paskin that anyone that's a mumcha, you're a mumcha, you're experienced bezdin, you know halacha, and if you paskin, you patat the pet. Once you paskin, you patat. Even though it was wrong, it's patat.
Yeah, but
Reb Tarfon,
he's coming out on his own.
Right, he's going
to the bezdin of all. He just, you know what?
But he was tied with Vamishnah. In fact,
he was...
So that's what we're asking. V'misa le'mele tavet v'amishnah tavet v'amishnah chayze. Let him say. What do you mean? What was it? Reb Kiva was mefayasim. Reb Kiva told Reb Tarfon, okay, don't worry, you don't have to pay because you're a mumch. What do you mean you're a mumch? You're tavet v'amishnah. Reb Sheisha said tavet v'amishnah. We retract the whole psakta. So too over here.
What's the mission
here? No, it was the chacham. Uba ma'asav ne'chacham biyavne. Chachamim disagree.
Why is he not a man? Why is he not? He's from the town of. He's from the Tanoim. Why is he not?
But we pass like the Chacham B'Yavna. Chacham B'Yavna is like a Dvar Mishnah. Chacham Warren
Stein. Chacham B'Yavna is
a Satan of the Gedolim. Yeah, I'm saying it has a din like Talmud Dvar Mishnah. You should. So therefore, we should be tracking the whole thing. So the Ma, you're right. Chada Vayid Kama. Chada the Toyev Dvar Mishnah Ata the Toyev Dvar Mishnah Chayze. First of all, you Talmud Dvar Mishnah Vayid. So if you can say b'shikoladas, mumchal rab mata, v'chala mumchal rab m'patim l'shalom. So what was he telling him? So he was telling him first of all, tavet v'mishnah, and tavet v'mishnah is chayzer. So what do you mean chayzer?
I mean, we're going back to Gemara's Teretz before.
Yeah,
we're explaining what it meant.
Right. So it's tavet v'mishnah, and tavet v'mishnah is chayzer. And also, even if it was shikoladas, he's telling him manushah. If it was Shikala Das, you're Mumcha L'Rabim, Mumcha L'Bezin, V'chala Mumcha L'Bezin, Patam L'Shalom, and if you're Mumcha L'Bezin, Patam L'Shalom.
But he said he was going to do it. He was going to pay.
What?
Tarfon said he was going to pay.
Again, if Tarfon said that he was going to pay, then he has to go ahead and sell his Chamayim, he's going to pay. So Rabbi Kiva told him, no, you're Patam. Why? Because you're Mumcha L'Rabim. Right?
Rabbi Kiva was his Rabbi, right?
Is that right?
We saw earlier if he got tzmicha from him or not.
Why is he Potter? Why is it?
Oh, so one second. So he said he's Potter. Why? Because you're a mumcha and a mumcha is Potter. See, so the Gemara asked, "What do you mean? You type it by Mishnah?" And Rav Sheshet said, "Tabit by Mishnah is chayiv, right?" So Zok the Gemara, no, this is what he meant to say. He said either chad tabit by Mishnah, tabit by Mishnah chayze. No.
He's going to get cut up the dogs and
take
it out.
Okay, that's going to be the answer to his question. That's what I was waiting for you to say. Okay, yeah.
Well, besides that, how does it enter the original theory now? The original theory we had, that we had the Dana said the Enzika Zachayev, and we said that Masha also has Vishalom Bezim, but Bezim himself has to pay. So now we're saying, and the teretz to that was. No, after that, the Gemara said another teretz. The second teretz was that.
Mitzvah
and Shekhladas.
Yeah,
that was Sheshes. Now we're being crazy from there.
No, we're not.
Wow, we're
asking him Sheshes.
No, but we're telling you now that besides for Shekhladas, there also has to be. Besides for.
Inam and also no. If it's Tavid Mishnah, it's Chayza.
Right.
And like that's what we said. Chayza means the whole
right.
The whole
so
thing
is
all. And if it's Shikladas, then and your mumcha, then a mumcha doesn't have to pay. But normal Shikladas does have to pay.
That's the territory. It's only Shikladas. He changed.
If you're a mumcha,
he's a mumcha and he changed.
Right. Exactly. Zakti Ma'am Rav Nachman by Yitzchak L'Rava. My Kamaisa Rav Nuna, what was Rav Nuna asking on him Bechlal, Rav Sheshes? Mi Parah, what was he asking from Parah? Parah, Hare Echil Leklavim, Veletz Ad Ad, Chayza what? Chayza normally means when there's money, when Reuven paid Shimon, so we tell Shimon, pay back Reuven.
Fine.
Here, it was done, it's gone, what should I return? So like, Dimah, Hachi Kamalev, Iyam, Ebishlai, Metabit, Vamishna, Enei Chayza, if you hold Tabit, Vamishna, Znach Chayza, Alma kam dina. I see that the din stays as is. Hayne de kamavchid abtafin. That's why abtafin was worried. V'kamalei, and he told him, "Iyu mumcha lebezdin ata, v'ata patim l'shalom. You are mumcha lebezdin, and you patim from pain. Eli amit tavid v'mishnah chayze. But if you're going to say tavid v'mishnah chayze, and we return the whole the psak's not a good psak. Leimalei, let him say kiven the ilah have a para dina chlav dina. If there would be a para around, the din is not a din." But like Klamavdis, and you didn't do anything. Hashtanami like Klamavdis, even though the par is not around, but the psak wasn't a psak at all, and therefore it was a wrong psak, and you would have to pay with yourself. You got it?
Pay to who?
He already killed the cow.
They killed the cow and they served it to the klavim.
No, he was. Why did he dafka shecht it now?
They came to him. Someone came to him with a shayla. I have a cow that is no. There's no rechem in it.
And he said, shecht it.
He said, don't shecht it.
Or just give it to
the klavim. You can't shecht it as a treifa.
And so they should like cut it off and then give it to the
klavim. Now the question is, does he have to return the money? He doesn't have to return the money. So we wanted to have a question on this. We consider this a tav dva mishnah. And a tav, and what? He said that he has to return the money. So Kiva said, no, you don't have to return the money, you're a mumcha. So now, right? That's what happened.
He fed it to the dogs.
He lost money. So Tafa was worried that he's going to have to pay. If Tavin said, I'm going to have to pay. Kiva said, you don't have to pay, you're a mumcha.
Gemara says the
par is
not here.
One second, right. So now so the Shaka Vataya is this called, this is L'chaya called Tavid V'Mishnah, and I see Tavid V'Mishnah is, it's Chayiv, right? You were saying Tavid V'Mishnah is Chayiv. He was trying to tell him that he's a mumcha and he's not Chayiv. How could that be? So the Gemara went ahead and explained that no, that it depends. It wasn't over here. The whole thing really wasn't chayiv apata because the chamar, the par is not around anymore. So that's what the Gemara was making this nafkamina.
It's not around because he was told.
That's true.
To the dogs.
What do you mean? If it was around, for sure he would have to pay.
Would not have to pay.
Maybe so. Yeah, he would not have to pay for sure. The whole reason
there was no loss.
It was
not
around. He had a loss.
No,
he lost something.
No,
he lost something. It was only worth half the amount.
No, I'm saying, but you don't say chayza. Chayza means you're returning the thing.
Chayza.
So that's what we're saying.
Yeah,
that was his question.
Yeah,
so the Gemara said, no, I'm just, that was the Gemara's question.
It means money in its place, so that the amount that it was of the hesed. And he had to sell for half the amount to feed it to the dog, so now he should pay the amount that he...
Yeah, we understand what you have to pay,
okay,
but
so
the word chayza means...
Right,
chayza means not extra. Chayza means that the psak...
He has the ability to reverse the psak.
Right, he doesn't have the ability to reverse it. Once it was done. By money, there's
like
never
the
money.
The letter of the law.
Right. So that's what he asked him. So he said, Right, that was the Gemara's kasha. What was your question on me at all to ask me such a shayla? So the Gemara said, "Hachi kamale, nachamo." Iyama, three lines from the wide lines. Iyama bishlei metabed v'mishne ene chayze. If you hold that tabed v'mishne is not chayze, you don't return the psak. Not like of sheishes. Alma kam dina. So you see that whatever I paskin is gepaskin because I don't have to return. I'm not hiring the kamafchid of tafin. Therefore, Abtafin was worried. And he said, and then he told him, don't be worried. Why was he worried? Because since Tavad Vamisha Eina Chayza, and I made a wrong psak, so Reuven and Shimon don't have to return it, but the Dayan maybe has to return it. So he said, no, you're good Bezdin, you don't have to return it. Again, if Tavad Vamisha means Eina Chayza, means that the Dayan himself is paskening, Reuven and Shimon don't have to pay to each other, but if I made a Tayas, the Dayan made a Tayas, he would have to repay. So if he would have to repay, so Reb Tafin was worried. And Kiva said, don't be worried, you're a mumcha, you're okay. Eli, I'm a Tavad Mishnah Chayza, but if you hold that Reuven and Shimon have to pay each other back, lay Malaysia, tell him, Kiva, the paradinach, lavdino, if the par would have been around, then your din is not a din, but like klum of this, hashtanami, like klum of this, right? So too now, you also didn't do anything. I'm a Mela, you would have to pay. So what was Rabbi Kiva telling him? So that was what Rav Sheshes brought him as a raya. That was Rav Nuna brought him as a raya, not like Rav Sheshes.
So if the par was around, he would have to return it?
Yeah.
He would have to return it?
Yeah.
So now that the par is not around, he doesn't have to return it.
Right. So Reuven is... Right.
So the Maisa, he still owes him.
Right, exactly.
One second.
That's the cash of Rav Sheshes.
There was no returning.
Right, exactly. But he's saying, but we see what would be the psak. If Tavad Vamishna Eine Chayzah, so you won't have to return a Bechlal, so that's good. But since you all Tavad Vamishna Chayzah, so there has to be returning. So
he's
Potter. Yeah. So the Gemara of Chizda Omar. Okay. We should stop here. It's a new text. Okay, there's a comment.